Exactly how you said it. We're looking at game five, which is right now today, and just what we can do against Jack Flaherty, what Peterson could do against their hitters, and we take it step by step.
You mentioned Flaherty. You guys faced him a couple of days ago. He obviously threw the ball very well. What can you guys take from game one, translate that to game five?
I feel like we saw how he pitched us. We kind of have a game plan on what he's going to do and how he's going to approach us and how we're going to approach him. So I feel like we've seen him, so that's a good thing that we already seen him. We've seen what he's thrown, and I think that gives us the edge on him.
You also mentioned David Peterson, and for you as an infielder, when Petey's on the mound, I feel like you have to be on your toes because he is a ground ball pitcher. How do you as the third baseman prepare pitch to pitch with a guy like David Peterson on the mound?
You just stay locked in. You stay locked in, and that's the only thing you can do is just expect and anticipate that the ball is coming your way, especially with Peterson on the mound. And if it comes your way, you confidently go towards it and try to make the play.
We talk a lot about pitchers physically at this time of year and how their bodies can wear down, but what about position players? What's the day-to-day routine like to ensure that here we are middle of October and you're still feeling fresh like it is back in March?
You just stick to your routine. I feel like it's almost like a robotic. You feel like robotic because of how important your routine is. But if you stick to your routine and you just enjoy the flows of life, I feel like my body feels great. I mean, obviously there's other guys that they're dealing with some stuff, but like that's normal, especially in October. Like you said, we've been playing for 10 months, 9 months, whatever it is, and it's late in the season and everybody's hurting, but knock on wood, I feel great. So I'm fine.
You mentioned other guys hurting. When you see guys like Francisco, guys like Brandon going out there and gutting it out each and every night, does it give the club collectively a little bit of extra motivation just to see what they're going through each and every day to make sure that they're ready to go?
Oh, for sure. I mean, those guys are grinding their tails off and been doing it all year, and they're dealing with some pains right now, but I mean, that kind of, like you said, gives us like a little like, and if they're doing it with the pain, like that's what I see. I see Lindor, because he's right next to me at shortstop, just like his attitude and how his mentality is still strong. No matter if we're getting beat by a lot or if it's a tie game, he stays the same. And I've said this over and over again, that's one of the most impressive things a human being can do, is just be the same person every single day, no matter what is going on in their lives. And he's done that all year. I have not seen him flinch once.
Mark, good luck tonight.
Thank you.